Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is your host, Naomi, and in today's episode, it's going to be talked about influencer marketing. Specifically, we're going to touch base on a few tips on contacting influencers via Instagram, and I'm going to share my top three favorite things that we also love to do whenever we are going to contact influencers. This can be structured really well on your current reach out formula if you have one, or if you don't have, I really hope that these tips are going to help you make better your pitch. So there you go. First off, as I was mentioning, Instagram. This is the way how I love to approach influencers, simply because it's the warmest way, or the nicest, or the most relatable way I found so far to contact influencers, simply because here it's easier to DM people and it's easier to build up a faster relationship with them. So today's topic is going to be how to do, or how to implement, these tips that I'm talking about on Instagram DM. So first off, something that people are most of the time complying is, one, that the influencer is not replying; two, that the influencer is not from the within the States; three, that the influencer it's ignoring them and they still continue not replying. So I want to make sure that you understand the exact tips or things that we also are using and are successful, and you can implement this, how to really get someone's interested in you, your brand, and your product. So first off, I'm going to share the workflow we are currently using in finding micro and nano influencers to generate UGC videos for us, and how to approach them. So first off, it's really important to know exactly who you want to work with, and how should look someone that you want to work with. So then, if you're starting, will be very important to make a list of the ideal candidate and make a list of what the influencer needs to become an ideal candidate, to be more precise. First off, as I was mentioning, if you want someone to review your product from the US, first category that should be checked, right? The person is from the US. Okay, they must also be actively posting on Instagram. Posting daily, I would highly suggest, if not daily, at least 3-4 times per week on Instagram. That would show interest in their interest in being on the platform, and also they show their interest in replying to your DM sequences in the scenario that you are going to send out. The third thing that most people are missing is quality of pictures. Now, let's say that you found someone who is within the US, they are posting daily, but what's happening, their quality, the picture quality that they have, it's really pixelated. So I'm talking now from experience. What happened also with us, we just found a very cool influencer and we started working with her, and then when she delivered a very pixelated video, and we were like, oh, this is really pixelated, like, what happened? And then looking backwards, we realized that the whole content of that person was that pixelated, and that was the quality of content that they created. So here, making sure before even contacting them that they have good high quality pictures, and the lighting is good as well, and they're not using filters, it's super super important, because that's also the type of work that you're going to be receiving. So making sure that the pictures are high quality, and also it's a good natural light that you're using and has no filters. All right, and the fourth thing that you will need as well, and my tip here, is like pre-building well-structured DM sequence of 3 messages at least. And those 3 messages should be, first off, hello, presenting your brand. The second one, it's going to be about more info about it, and how you're going to make sure that the influencer is going to provide you the exact things that you need from them. And the third one is going to be the message that you're going to send, okay, once that you sent out the product. And this is actually, this list of contacting influencers can be different. So different in different scenarios. So first off, there are two, or there are three outcomes there. One, the influencer wants to work with you, so you're going to follow up on that idea. Second one, the influencer likes the product but doesn't need it, so you will still want to keep up building the relationship, and don't, just because they are not agreeing to review this product, doesn't mean that they are not agreeing to working with you. And the third version is that they are not going to reply at all. So for each of these scenarios, I would highly recommend you to come up with the three message sequence. As I was sharing, the most important thing is that you give clear instructions each time when you're going to first up contact the influencers about the exact thing that you want them to do, which is generating content. Another very important tip that I would like to give you here is make sure that you have material to present your product. Now, I noticed that we sent out pictures first when we started it, and then we sent out a video with the product, how it's being used, who is it from, and the all the features and benefits of the product. And what I noticed is with a video, this works really, really well, because then it could give a clear idea to the influencer to, look, this is the type of video that we want, this is the quality of the video that we want, these are the things that we would like you to, when you're reviewing or giving feedback to the product, to mention. Now, short parenthesis here, I'm totally talking about reviewing, like vocally, verbally reviewing. I'm not talking about Amazon reviews in this scenario. So the person is reviewing your product on video. This is what I'm talking about. And parentheses. And when we send them this video of the product, showcasing the product, it was a way, way better way for us to describe them what we want from them. Now, here a caveat, most people are going to be very unhappy with reaching out to influencers, because they either, if they didn't pay it, they will say that, and the influencer is going to show them the end results of end video, they won't be happy with it. Either if they paid, it's a paid partnership, they will say that the influencer didn't really did their best. So most of the time what I feel is people have very high expectations, in sense of they want, you as a brand owner want the influencer to know what it's in your head. They cannot, they're not telepathic. So make sure that you give as much information about you and your product and the way how they would like to work with you on your terms. This brings us to the second tip, major tip that I have, who to approach. Setting a clear framework will help you tremendously, because now that you know that you have your list of ideal customers, you're ready to warm up the willingness of your influencer to work with you. This is a super, super important thing that I want you to take away, even if it's the only thing that you're taking away from this episode. But you have to make sure that you make your product as pleasant as possible to someone to work with. And the best way that I found so far, and this is why I'm sharing this tip, is flattery still works. not necessarily only flattery, but being kind, being nice, trying to build up a relationship will have you bring a better outcome rather than only reaching out to someone and wanting them to do something for you. So the second big tip here is, like, now that you found your ideal influencer, what to do next? What we are doing usually, we are following this influencer, we are liking their last three pictures, and then we're going to leave a comment on their latest picture. Why we're doing that? It's because we show up on the radar, so it's someone who would think of you yourself. You would normally like check out someone, you just found them, you just like their stuff, and start to somehow show up on their map, like, hey, I exist and I really enjoy your stuff. So this is what we're doing here. First off, you're following them, that's going to show up on notification. Liking the pictures, it's yet again show up on notification, and the comment, it's the best way for you to open up clear one-to-one discussion on their own picture on their own post with you. So this is what we are doing. And then we are waiting 2 days and then we're going to comment on their story. If this person is usually posting daily, it's highly chance that they are going to use their stories as well. So we're going to comment back something totally relevant to the whatever they posted as comment. And that it's going to be our first direct message with this influencer. Now, something important to mention there as well, if you're leaving your last comment on, if you're leaving your comment on their last picture, make sure that it's something that totally related to whatever they posted. Do not send, check your DM, check your whatever. No, nothing. Everything is about them, right? Everything is about them. Everything is about how cool they are. Everything is about how cool content they produced. So that's all about all the steps, the following, the liking, the commenting on the last picture and the story. It's everything about them, because you genuinely want to be a fan of this person in order for them to really produce something for you. Because if you don't like them, also the content that they are going to produce, probably it's not going to be good. So you should like them and you should show them that you like them as well. So this is why we are doing this, warming up the willingness of your influencers to work with you. All right, after this stage, what we're doing here, it comes handy if you have pre-built the contacting sequence that I was mentioning, so that in each scenario, if the influencer is answering, if they are answered that but they are not willing to work with you, and if they are not answering at all, you still have like here you already built up those sequences, so you know which messages to send. So the first message when you are going to reach out, first off, tell them that they are cool, they are awesome, that they are amazing, and that you love their content. They are so happy that you discovered their content, because honestly, you are. It's hard to find the right influences, so you must share that you are genuinely excited to found them and of the possibility to working with them. Then obviously you're going to present yourself, present the product, and present what do you want from them. So what I've seen here yet again, it's very important for them to understand what do you want from them. And what you want from them is sending them a free product to review it, to give their feedback, and to do so on a video format. We choose a 30 seconds video simply because that's the best that works so far. It can be used on many social media platforms. Video is working better than picture only. And one more cool thing about video is that there are few tools there out there that you can take from video, you can generate it into pictures. So video for now, it's like our choice of UGC content that we like to ask our influencers. So as I was saying, you're going to present yourself, present your product, present your brand, and ask them if they would be willing to do a free feedback. They were willing to give a They are willing to give feedback on the free product they received. There you go, today. It's hard to talk. And then also, what we like to do is presenting, okay, this is exactly what we want from you. We want you to record a 30-second video and maybe highlight a few features of our products to see what's your opinion about that, you know? Or what you can do is just like let them review it freely. You can do that as well. And then what we like to do, as I was saying, having a short video of you presenting the product, or having a video that you already maybe using on Amazon on how the product works or how it can be used or features and benefit and all that. So send them that video and say that, look, this is the type that the content you should generate for us and for inspiration for you, and would you be able to do it and willing to do it, and we would love to work with you. And then that's it. So just make sure that you did that, and afterwards just wait. Ideally wait for 2 days, and after 2 days, if you got an answer and they say that yes, they are willing to do it, then ideally what we are doing, because it's the fastest, we are sending out our product directly from Amazon. Now it takes like 2-3 days. We are going for with the priority shipping, it's like 65 cents, something like that. It's more expensive than the cheapest one, but they are going to receive the product as soon as possible. So we're going to send out the product. And something important that I actually forgot to say is when you're reaching out to them, make sure that they know in how long was the delivery time for them to produce that content. So we usually give between 7 to 10 days. So 7 to 10 days after receiving the product, they should finish the video. So let's say everything went well, they said yes, and you're going to send them the product. We are sending it through Amazon. You can send it whatever way you want to. Amazon is the fastest for us, so that's why we are choosing it. And then we are waiting for the influencer to receive the product. Now that they receive the product, day one, it counts the next day after they receive the product. So 10 days afterwards, we're going to reach out. And if they didn't reply at all, what we're doing is asking, okay, where they are in the progress and how much does it still take for them to record the video or to finish the video, you know? And usually we had success all the time. They recorded quite fast, but sometimes it can happen that it's not the case. So then what I would suggest here, recommend, is like after a week that you sent out the video, or even 3-4 days after you sent out the video and they have the product, after you send out the product and they have it, ask them, if they are still sure that they are going to finish in 10 days. This would be super important for you to know, and you would love to make sure that everything is on track. So that's also a way for you to make sure that they are actually going to deliver. And then next, after 10 days, when they are finished, they should deliver the product, like the product that you agreed on, their UGC content. And then that can be used whenever, in whatever format you need, and you can have it on your social media posted or also in your Amazon post if you are going to create. We are using VLC to generate frames from this video, and those frames become pictures, so those are the ones that we are using for Amazon posts. So yeah, this is my tip. This is the way how we manage to successfully find influencers and find the right type of influencers that we need, and to use with their help to really like generate content. Yet again, this is something that everyone can do it in a different way, but this is the way how we found that it's the most successful way to find it. Not be very like, DMing someone and asking, like, reply in 24 hours, not like pushing, not down, like really like getting to business, is by building first a relationship. No, by first knowing exactly what you want, then finding people that you think that are going to deliver what you want, then contacting them, and then be the best version of yourself whenever you're talking to them. Be the nicest and kindest with them, because at the end they are doing this for you for free. Even if they would be asked to pay for, or they would like to charge, still they are generating something for you that is value. So this is it. If you have any other tips that you could share away with us, I would love to hear them. Please feel free to reach out to us on Telegram via, if you're not yet in the Telegram chat, just join amazongroupchat.com and share your story. Let us know how is the best way that you found so far, or which is the best way you found so far to contact influencers. And I really hope that this episode helped you. First off, to understand the mindset that you should approach influencers. Second, to really be successful. And third one, to really crush it with your business. And help you not depend only on Amazon PC only. So much love to you, and see you next Wednesday. Till then, be good. Take care. Bye.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.